Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I'm your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is cedarwood. Cedarwood oftentimes has a references to a number of oils from various plants. This one is the Atlantica species, known to be mild, gentle, and calming to the nerves. This is an oil for most issues related to the skin, including fungal infections of the scalp and hair-related needs. It's also effective for most testosterone hormone-related needs, as well as masculine emotional challenges. The botanical name is Cedrus atlantica. It is grown in Morocco in the USA. It has a balsamic, sweet, woody aroma. And the extraction method for this cedarwood oil is steam distillation. So some tried and true uses of cedarwood. When inhaled or misted, it is helpful for fighting infections, respiratory conditions such as congestion, bronchitis, and coughs. Included in your shampoo, it is very beneficial for scalp health, which helps the health of the hair. Excellent insect repellent for ants and moths. And when it's inhaled or placed on the bottom of the feet, it helps restore emotional balance and ease stress-related conditions. So when it is included in your shampoo, it is very beneficial for scalp health, which helps the health of your hair. So properties of cedarwood, it's an antifungal, prevents the growth of fungi. It is antiprotrusant, prevents or slows decay. Anti-seborrheic, reduce oily skin or scalp. It's an astringent, tightens the tissue, reduces oil or secretions. It's a diuretic, it increases urine production, rids excess fluid. It is an expectorant, it promotes discharge of mucus or film from the chest and the lungs. It is a hormone balancer for male. It harmonizes the hormones. It is sedative for the nerves, which tranquilizes activity of the body parts. It's a stimulant. It increases functional activity in the circulatory system. Toner, for the kidneys, the spleen, the pancreas, nourishing, supportive, and strengthening. And so, safety notes, it is a non-toxic, non-irritant, non-sensitizing. It is not supposed to be used by pregnant women. It could cause a miscarriage. And it's not to be taken internally. It could irritate your stomach. So then how do we use this? Well, you could soak in the tub. You can use a few drops to soak in the tub. You can mist it in the ear. You diffuse 10 to 12 drops for 15 minutes every 2 hours during the day. You can breathe it in. You can breathe it out. You can add the drops to an inhaler and sniff it when needed. You can spritz it and spray it. You can put it on the back of your neck. And you can put it on in your scalp for for health conditions, for safety of your scalp health. And you can rub it in. You can put it in a cream and you can put it on your skin. So this topic is taken from the Foundational Aromatherapy second edition. And it is for educational use only and not intended to treat or diagnose any medical condition. This is Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.